Straight out of Orson. Track 4, take 1.
Your best friend Harry has a brother Larry. And 5 days from now, he's gonna marry. Sorry, what?
Yes?
Isn't there an easier way to say this? Maybe something like your friend's brother Larry. Do we even need to know Harry's name?
Orson, we've been over this. You have to go with the lyrics as written. You can't rewrite other people's songs if you're doing a cover album. Or whatever this is.
Also, I'm looking down the track list here. What is a shoop? Can you tell me that, please?
Orson, sorry. I'm genuinely curious here. Why exactly are you doing this project? You don't seem very happy to be here. I've certainly had easier records to produce in my career.
I must admit, much of this idea came to me in a drunken stupor. I've been working on this Don Quixote film with Terry Gilliam, and we just can't seem to get the thing off the ground. So I thought to myself, how can I raise some money fast? And what I'd really hoped to do was reassemble the Mercury Players as a sort of... God, what do they call them on that Living Color program? The Fly Girls. Something like that. Only it turns out... Well, it turns out that most of them have long since passed. I could swear I had just spoken with Joseph Cotton last week. And Agnes Moorehead has apparently been dead since the mid-1970s. But nobody tells me these things, you see.
All right. Why don't we just skip ahead to the next cut?
Of course. Would you mind raising the volume in this headset? It's terribly quiet.
Sure thing! Turning it up now!
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat.